earth is the solution for the city, for the world.
Gereja kan solusi untuk dunia, untuk kota.
Jesus didn't die on the cross for people will hide themselves in their house.
Yesus kan tidak mati di kayu salib hanya untuk orang-orang yang justru sembunyi di rumahnya.
Are you listening?
Ya, nangkep
Jesus
ya, saudara.
Jesus never hid himself.
Yesus kan tidak pernah sembunyi.
He shed his precious blood and took the virus on the cross. Nailed it on the cross.
Saudara, dia sudah cucurkan darahnya, di-share untuk kita, saudara. Dia ambil virusnya, virusnya sudah ditancepin, dipaku di kayu salib.
So I told God.
Jadi saya bilang sama Tuhan.
I want to see who this pastor is brave enough not to cancel the meeting.
Saya bilang sama Tuhan, saya kepingin ketemu lo sama pastornya yang cukup begitu beraninya sampai nggak di cancel meetingnya.
And this brother was texting me, are you really coming? Are you really coming?
Ya, yeah, pastor Pak Sendra itu anu WA saya bener. Jadi datang nggak? Jadi datang.
Maybe he heard so many people cancel the ticket, many people not coming. Of course.
Ya, mungkin Anda sudah mendengar ada banyak orang yang sudah cancel ya.
For me, I'm very happy if all the meetings cancel.
Saudara, buat saya sih happy aja kalau semua meeting sama pelayanan.
Because I am not coming for the meeting.
Sebab saya datangnya bukan untuk pelayanannya, untuk ibadah.
I am not coming to meet people.
Saya juga enggak datang untuk ketemuin sama orang.
I come on an assignment from heaven.
Saya datangnya karena ada penugasan dari surga.
I come on a mission from heaven.
Saya datangnya karena ada misi dari surga, saudara.
I am sent by God.
Saya ini kan diutus oleh Tuhan.
Amen.
Amen.
Not to see empty churches.
Bukan untuk melihat gereja-gereja yang kosong.
I come here to see empty hospitals.
Saya datang sini untuk melihat adanya rumah sakit yang jadi kosong.
Look at Gideon.
Coba kita lihat Gideon.
22,000 people come every week for services, you know, church service.
Ya, puluhan ribu kan. 22,000 setiap minggu datang untuk beribadah.
But God said.
Tapi Tuhan bilang.
No. They are fearful people.
Mereka tuh orang ketakutan.
Take them to the, you know, find out who will fight the battle.
Coba bawa mereka ke satu tempat untuk cari, untuk dipilihin siapa yang fit, yang cukup kuat untuk yang dipilih lah untuk perang.
10,000 people were filtered.
10,000 di filter.
And out of the 10,000.
Dari 10,000 itu.
Only 300 people.
Cuman keluar hasilnya cuman 300.
See, God does not believe in numbers.
Jadi Tuhan itu ya, dia fokusnya enggak pada jumlah.
He believes in the member who's willing to give his heart loyalty to God.
Dia itu yang dia cari, cuman dia mereka-mereka yang punya hati yang loyal, yang bersedia menyerahkannya bagi Tuhan.
So I want you to understand.
Jadi saya mau Anda bisa nangkep ya.
I mean, God is not scratching his head in heaven.
Maksud saya, saudara, Tuhan tuh enggak garu-garu kepala karena kaget.
This virus is so big, I don't know what to do.
Aduh,
Michael, can you help me? Gabriel, can you help me?
Aduh, virus ini kok besar banget ya, kok kayak gitu ya. Mikael bisa nolong nggak? Gabriel bisa nolong nggak?
There is no medicine there.
Kok kayaknya nggak ada obat
no
ya? Nggak ada vaksin.
But I want you to understand.
Tapi saya mau kita semua nangkep ya.
God prepared David.
Tuhan itu sudah mempersiapkan Daud.
Before a Goliath can arrive.
Sebelum Goliath-nya muncul.
From when have you been worshiping here in this place?
Sejak kapan Anda sudah mulai worship di tempat ini?
This virus came only few months back.
Kan virus ini baru aja nih beberapa
bulan. How many years have you been worshiping in this
place? Berapa tahun kalian kita?
Just because.
Bakalan berhenti nyembah Tuhan.
I like this word, school of life.
Ya, saya suka kata-kata school of life.
Jesus said,
Yesus berkata,
I am the resurrection and I am the life.
Aku adalah kebangkitan dan hidup.
Amen. Jesus is life.
Yesus itu hidup kehidupan.
So, opposite of life is?
Lawannya kan kematian, maut.
Who is greater?
Yang lebih besar siapa?
This is life.
Ya.
I don't get scared looking at the darkness. What is the first thing you do?
Apa yang hal pertama yang kita kerjakan?
You don't kneel down and pray.
Kita kan nggak berlutut.
You don't cry before God.
Kita kan nggak menangis.
There's so much of darkness in this room.
Tuhan, begitu kegelapnya ruang.
You are the light of the world. Please come to this room.
Tuhan, terang dunia, please datang di ruangan ini.
No,
tidak gitu.
For the
ya kan, kita cari aja tombol lampu.
Oh, I don't know, I can't see where the switch is. Which is somewhere over there in a small corner. It's a very small switch, right? Not a big switch.
Tombolnya kan kecil aja kan, saudara?
You don't put the switch on the stage.
Ya, kan dari taruh di mimbar yang nyolok-nyolok gitu.
Because without
kan
the switch, there's no light.
Ya, tanpa switch kan nggak ada
terang. So, switch
terang
is important.
Jadi penting,
so
kan,
switch itu. So, keep it on the stage.
Terus, gara-gara penting,
just taruh in some corner, hiding there.
Ya, kan, ditaruh aja di sudut, di pojokan mana yang nggak terlalu tampak.
So, what do you do?
Jadi, apa yang harus kita kerjakan?
Switch it on.
Ya, dipencet aja, saudara.
Are you listening? Just switch it on.
Ya, cuma di switch on
just
aja.
Switch it on.
Cuma di switch on aja.
Now darkness cannot say.
Nah, kegelapan kan nggak mungkin.
Oh, I was here.
Bisa.
I was here before.
Kan kegelapan nggak bisa nyelotok.
So your light cannot come here.
Aku kan duluan di sini. Terang
is,
kamu nggak bisa masuk sini.
Is the darkness afraid of the light, or light is afraid of darkness?
Terang itu takut pada kegelapan, atau kegelapan yang takut pada terang?
Wow, you are awake. Listen to me carefully.
Anda masih bangun nih.
Darkness is never afraid of light.
Saudara, darkness ya.
Sorry. The light is never afraid of darkness.
Saudara, terang itu nggak pernah ketakutan terhadap kegelapan.
The moment the light comes,
begitu terang muncul,
darkness has to go.
Kegelapan harus kabur.
Darkness has to go.
Kegelapan harus kabur.
Very simple.
Ya, gampang.
When you honor Jesus, the
kalau
life,
kita menghormati Yesus, kehidupan itu,
the death leaves.
Maka maut, kematian meninggalkan kita, kaburlah.
It just leaves because ya, it has no place when the light is there.
Karena enggak ada tempat, enggak ada ruang, saudara, kalau terang itu ada.
Now listen to this carefully.
Coba Anda simak ini.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
Yesus adalah kebangkitan dan hidup.
He says, even what is dead, I can resurrect.
Dia bilang bahkan yang mati sekalipun bisa kubangkitkan.
Now in the same way,
sama juga,
he is the healer,
dia itu penyembuh,
and the healing,
dan kesembuhan.
Amen. Now I was talking about Dr. John G. Lake.
Tentang Dr. John G. Lake tadi.
He takes virus in his hand.
Dia ambil virusnya di tangannya, saudara ya.
Google, find it. He takes virus in his hands, the plague. You know, the plague, the bubonic plague. He put it in his hand.
Virus dari wabah itu dia taruh di tangannya tuh, saudara.
And he calls the doctors.
Dia panggil dokter.
The scientist.
Ya, para ahli.
Use your microscope and see what's happening to the virus.
Coba lihat pakai mikroskop, liatin nih virusnya tuh bagaimana nasibnya.
Now, this is real.
Ini kisah nyata loh, saudara.
He takes the virus in his hand.
Jadi dia ambil virusnya di tangannya.
With the microscope.
Kemudian diliatin nih, di rinci sama
right
mikroskop.
Right in their eyes, they see the virus become burnt.
Di depan mata para ilmuwan itu mereka melihat virusnya itu kebakar, saudara.
And they see the smoke coming out of his
hand. Bisa lihat asap keluar loh dari tangannya.
Why?
Kok bisa?
He believes that the fire of God is in his hand.
Karena dia percaya api Tuhan itu ada di tangannya.
And no virus can anywhere come into his body.
Dan tidak ada virus manapun yang bisa masuk nyusup ke dalam tubuhnya.
He goes to the hospital.
Jadi dia ke rumah sakit.
I find the person who's going to die the same day.
Dia menjumpai seseorang yang bakal mati besoknya. Hari itu juga.
There's a man with tuberculosis, skin and bone.
TB, saudara. Jadi sakit paru-paru,
what
udah tinggal
bone,
kulit pemalu
skin. No,
tinggal
skeleton.
Kulit pemalu tulang tok, saudara.
He puts his hand on his body.
Dia taruh tangannya di tubuh orang
hand
itu.
On his leg,
pada kakinya
and
juga.
And you disease go back to hell.
Dan dia bilang kau penyakit kembali ke neraka.
Return it to the sender.
Kembali kepada yang mengutus kamu.
You came from hell, go back to hell.
Kamu datang dari neraka, kembalilah ke neraka.
Right before their eyes, they see the muscles grow around the bone.
Saudara, di depan mata mereka loh, mereka melihat otot-otot itu keluar loh, tumbuh di tulang-tulang yang sudah kulit pemalu tulang itu.
Even in the Bible.
Bahkan di Alkitab.
Paul.
Paulus.
Snake bit him.
Ada kan ular yang magut dia kan?
You remember?
Ingat nggak
ceritanya? It's in the Bible.
Ya ada kan kisahnya.
Maybe you don't believe John G. Lake, believe the Bible.
Kalau Anda nggak percaya John G. Lake, percaya Alkitab lah.
Why are you so fearful this evening?
Terus kenapa begitu takut?
Bible is God's word.
Saudara, firman Tuhan
adalah. It is Emmanuel.
Itu kan Immanuel, manualnya.
It's an instruction book.
Ya, buku instruksi kita.
B-I-B-L-E.
B-I-B-L-E.
Bible. Basic instruction before leaving earth.
Basic instruction before leaving earth.
Simple instruction.
Saudara, sederhana aja instruksinya.
The snake bites Paul.
ularnya akan memagut Rasul Paulus.
And everybody wonder.
Semua orang pada nontonin kan.
He just pushes the snake into the fire.
Dan dikebasin gini masuk dalam api kan.
And they're watching. He's going to die now.
Jadi mereka pada ngawasin kan kapan matinya gitu ya.
He's putting the sticks. He's putting the fire. He's singing songs.
Dia tetap ambil ranting-ranting dimasukin di api segala sambil nyanyi-nyanyi.
He still has a chain in his hand. Chain, he has a chain.
Dia masih ada, ini borgol kali di tangannya.
Because he's been dragged as a criminal to Rome.
Sebab kan dia waktu itu masih sebagai tahanan untuk Roma.
So in that chain is helping them, you know, putting fire.
Jadi dengan tangan di borgol itu dia ambil ranting-ranting, dia masukin di api.
Now listen carefully.
Coba anda disimak ya.
Paul didn't die. Paul did not die.
Kan tidak mati.
Why?
Kenapa?
The poison in the snake did not kill Paul.
Sebab kan racun di dalam dari ular itu tidak membunuh Paulus.
The poison in Paul killed the snake.
Tetapi racun dalam Paulus itulah yang membunuh.
Amen. Your anointing is a poison to the devil.
Saudara, pengurapan kita adalah racun.
Come on, wake up somebody and say, tell your neighbor, the anointing that you have.
Saudara kasih tahu sebelah ya, pengurapan tinggi yang
tadinya. Tell five people.
Kasih tahu 5 orang saudara.
The anointing that you have.
Pengurapan yang kita punya.
Poison to the devil.
Adalah racun bagi iblis.
Poison to the devil.
Racun bagi iblis.
It burns virus.
Yang akan membakar virus apapun. Amin.
Not the virus in your body. Virus in the old city.
Bukan virus dalam tubuh kita saudara. Virus yang ada di kota kita.
If you try to use the anointing for self, it will not work.
Kalau pengurapan dipakai untuk diri sendiri, yang enggak berhasil.
The anointing God gave you is not for you.
Karena pengurapan yang Tuhan berikan bukan untuk diri sendiri.
It's for others.
Itu bagi orang-orang lain.
I always watch in Indonesia people say anointing more for me.
Saya suka melihat orang-orang di Indonesia suka bilang saya gitu ya, berkati saya.
It's not biblical. It's not biblical.
Ya, itu enggak alkitabiah sih, saudara.
The gift is not for you, the gift is to serve others.
Saudara, karunia bukan untuk diri sendiri, tetapi untuk melayani orang-orang lain.
If you want to get healed, ask others to pray for you.
Kalau kitanya mau sembuh, ya minta orang lain doain kita.
Job 42:10 says,
Yohanes 4:2:10 berkata,
Job prayed for his friends.
Ayub mendoakan teman-temannya.
And God released his blessing.
Dan Tuhan yang melepaskan berkatnya.
There in the Bible.
Ada di kan Alkitab.
Amen. Ya. So if you know the Bible.
Jadi kalau kita kenal Alkitab.
You will not have fear.
Kita tidak akan ada ketakutan.
If you have fear.
Kalau ada ketakutan.
You will not know the Bible.
Maka Anda belum kenal Alkitab.
Very simple.
Sederhana.
Why I'm not fearful?
Kenapa saya kok enggak
takut? Why I'm joyful?
Kenapa saya bersuka cita?
Why I like to take the risk?
Kenapa saya berani ambil risiko?
Because I know the God of the Word.
Sebab saya kenal Tuhannya Firman.
I know the Word of God.
Saya tahu Firman Tuhan.
Word of God lives in me.
Dan Firman Tuhan tinggal di dalam diri saya.
Sometimes you worship.
Kadang-kadang kita worship menyembah Tuhan.
Worship cannot protect you.
Saudara, worship tidak bisa melindungi kita.
Worship cannot take you to heaven.
Worship juga tidak bisa membawa kita ke surga.
The word of God will take you.
Tetapi
to
Firman Tuhanlah yang membawa kita ke surga.
What is the point of worshiping out of fear?
Saudara, tak ngapain juga mau worship tapi tetap ada ketakutan.
Sometimes we do it. We cry and pray. Why? I'm scared. No, Jesus, help me.
Kadang-kadang saudara kita berdoa, kita worship karena kenapa? Karena kita takut. Tuhan Yesus.
So your prayer, all prayer is out of fear.
Jadi seluruh doa kita jadinya keluarnya itu dari ketakutan.
Do you think that prayer will cross the ceiling?
Kira-kira doa tersebut bisa nembus enggak? Nembus plafon enggak?
Without faith it's impossible to please God.
Sebab saudara, tanpa iman itu mustahil kita bisa memperkenankan Tuhan.
One word of faith.
Sepatah kata iman.
Is greater than 10 hours of prayer of unbelief.
Adalah lebih besar gunanya hasilnya daripada 10 jam doa tanpa iman.
I really appreciate you people.
Saya benar-benar mengapresiasi.
You have taken the step to come out of your house into a house of prayer.
Anda sudah mengambil langkah keluar dari rumah masuk dalam rumah doa.
Take another step.
ambil langkah berikutnya lah.
Don't go back the same way.
Nanti pulang jangan sama seperti waktu datang.
Go back like a David.
Pulangnya nanti kayak Daud gitu loh.
And kick the Goliath out of Surabaya.
Dan kemudian usir ya itu virus itu keluar dari Surabaya.
I mean, you don't have to go all the way to China to pray for China.
Maksud saya saudara enggak usah lah ke China jauh-jauh doain China.
You can sit here and speak one word and God will do a miracle in China.
Kita bisa duduk di sini mengucapkan sepatah kata dan Tuhan yang melakukannya di China.
You tell me how many times you have prayed here and people were healed in the hospital.
Saudara Anda bisa kasih tahu saya berapa kali Anda doa di sini ada orang-orang yang sembuh di rumah saya.
Have you seen miracles?
Sudah pernah menyaksikan?
Have you heard healing testimony?
Pernah mendengarkan kesembuhan?
We prayed here in the
hospital. Kita doanya kan di sini.
And the lives were changed.
Hidup mereka diubahkan.
People were healed.
Orang-orang diselamatkan, disembuhkan.
We prayed for people in the hospital.
Orang-orang di rumah sakit.
And next week they came and testified here.
Kemudian mereka datang kok.
Jesus is real. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying for me.
Yesus itu nyata. Terima kasih ya saya didoakan.
Oh church, I love you so much.
Gereja Tuhan, saya sangat mengasihi Anda.
Because you prayed, I am healed in the hospital.
Karena Anda mendoakan saya sembuh di rumah sakit.
People came and testified here.
Orang-orang bersaksi di sini.
The same God.
Tuhan yang sama.
If we pray now.
Kalau kita berdoa sekarang.
He can stop this Goliath right now.
Dia pun bisa menyetop Goliath itu
Amen.
Sekarang. Amen.
And that's why I came to Surabaya.
Itu sebabnya saya datang di Surabaya.
That's a long message.
Bukan untuk membagikan firman yang panjang.
Just to encourage you.
Cuman untuk menyemangatin Anda, menguatkan.
So never be self-centered.
Jangan pernah pusat pada diri sendiri, egois saudara.
Oh, what prophecy will I get for me, my wife, my children?
Nubuatan apa ya buat saya, buat istri saya, buat anak-anak saya?
Will this prophet tell how many days corona will be in Indonesia?
Ya, bisa nggak nabi ini bilang ya sama saya berapa lama lagi corona masih di
Indonesia? Can this prophet tell what will happen in the future?
Nabi ini bisa nggak kasih tahu kedepannya mau ada apa?
Can this prophet tell is this the time of Antichrist?
Bisa nggak nabi ini cerita apakah ini?
This is the end of the age.
Apakah ini udah akhir zaman?
Is going to come back tonight?
Apakah Yesus akan datang kembali malam ini?
Know, just before I came.
Sebelum saya datang, saudara.
I was just reading Perry. I don't know whether you heard of Perry Stone. Perry Stone.
Perry Stone. Oh, Perry
okay.
Stone.
So he sent a message.
Dia kirim satu message, saudara.
Now they want. Now you know they have this gun to check the fever, right?
How do kan
they
check? Kan ada yang kayak pistol yang untuk
melihat
demam, kan?
Yeah. They check in the
temperatur kita.
Forehead.
Ya, yeah,
because fever itu breaks out in the.
Kan awal mulanya demam kan di sini,
forehead.
Saudara, di dahi sini ya.
So now we do not know. Some of them they ran away from the hospital.
Ada yang kabur dari rumah sakit, saudara.
Not only here, everywhere.
Ya di mana-mana.
They don't want to stay quarantined. They just want to run away.
Dan mereka nggak mau sih di karantina soalnya. Jadi mereka mau.
And they don't know wherever they're going. They're spreading it.
Ya mereka nggak tahu juga kemana mereka pergi. Pokoknya mereka nyebarin kan, nularin.
So somebody has invited a chip.
Jadi ada yang sudah
membagikan satu chip.
Chip, saudara.
And they want to put the chip here.
Nah, mereka kepingin nyaruh chipnya tuh di sini.
So that they can track wherever this person will go.
Supaya bisa ketahuan nih orang kaburnya kemana.
With the chip, they can track the temperature in the body.
Nanti kalau dengan chip itu kan langsung bisa ketahuan temperaturnya tubuhnya.
With the chip, they can check, you know, his everything, all his status.
Dengan
finance, family,
itu kan bisa ketahuan semuanya, statusnya, keuangan, pokoknya segalanya.
And surprisingly, the chip has the number 666.
Dan dengan sangat surprise sekali ya, nomor daripada chip itu
666. So, all the government leaders are coming together, discussing, they should implement this immediately to track every corona patient.
Jadi saudara, para pemerintah itu langsung ngumpul bareng, kemudian diskusi bahwa ini harus langsung diimplementasikan untuk bisa tahu korbannya corona ini pada kemana semua.
Does this information look familiar to you?
Apakah Anda sudah pernah mendengar tentang info ini?
No, I mean, where do we have read this before?
Sebelumnya pernah Anda baca di mana?
Where?
In the Bible. Yeah, yeah.
They will put the chip in the forehead
kan
or in the arm.
Di sini,
with the number 666.
Dengan angka 666. Ya kan ada kan di Alkitab.
Now they are actually planning to implement that.
Sekarang mereka sudah rencanakan untuk mengimplementasikan.
But praise God. You and I will not be there when the chip comes.
Tapi puji Tuhan, Anda dan saya tidak akan ada pada saat chip itu muncul.
Saudara. Because Jesus will come before Antichrist can come.
Sebab Yesus akan datang sebelum Antikristnya datang.
But Jesus cannot come.
Tapi Yesus tidak akan bisa datang kembali.
As long as we sit in the seat and looking for prayer.
Selama kita cuma duduk berdoa aja,
we have to pray for others.
Kita harus mendoakan orang-orang lain.
We have to pray for Surabaya.
Kita harus mendoakan Surabaya.
We cannot have empty churches now. We can have empty hospital, but no empty church.
Sekarang bukan waktunya punya gereja yang kosong, waktunya adalah hospital, rumah sakitnya yang kosong, saudara.
Can we pray for a few minutes?
Ya, kita doa beberapa
menit. Can we pray? Are we praying people?
Apa kita sudah berdoa? Apa kita sudah
berdoa? Are you a worshipper?
Worshipper?
Are you a warrior?
Warrior?
Are you a fighter?
Saudara.
Do you believe there is power in the blood of Jesus?
Percaya ada kuasa dalam darah Yesus?
Amen.
Amen.
Two hands I saw, pastor Dan and the sister Dan.
Kok cuma dua yang
three people. So, five. More people are there. 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 people believe there is power. 2 more people, okay. 10, 11.
Percaya ya.
11 people believe there is power in the blood of Jesus. Come on, let's stand up to our feet.
Mari kita bangkit berdiri, saudara.
Let's stand up to our feet. Father, we thank you, God.
Terima kasih.
Come on, let's pray. Let's open our mouth. If you believe in the heavenly language, pray in the heavenly language.
Yang percaya di dalam bahasa roh, Anda doa dalam bahasa.
If you believe in Jesus, pray to Jesus.
Kepada Yesus, berdoa kepada Yesus.
Kabrakina mahando suturu yande. Leku lele la 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 la. Siala la mambre kiriando. Siala la bamburi ara ra la si. Siara mambre ki. Come on. Lift your voice. Pray. Lord, we apply the blood. We apply the blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus. One minute. I don't want you to pray. Listen.
Coba Anda simak, saudara.
I don't want you to pray anything else.
Saya enggak minta Anda mendoakan
just
selain lain ya.
There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Cuma ini ya doanya, ada kuasa dalam darah Yesus.
There is healing in the name of Jesus.
Ada kesembuhan di dalam nama Yesus.
Power in the word of God.
Ada kuasa di dalam firman Tuhan.
And we release the word of God right now.
Dan kita lepaskan firman Tuhan itu sekarang.
We apply the blood of Jesus over China.
Kita aplikasikan darah Yesus di atas China,
over Italy,
atas Italia,
over Iran,
atas Iran,
over Germany,
atas Jerman,
over the nations of the world,
atas bangsa-bangsa dunia,
over Indonesia,
atas Indonesia.
You can do it. You can do it. Don't pray for yourself.
Jadi jangan doa untuk diri sendiri, saudara.
Don't pray for me, Lord, protect me.
Jangan doa tolong saya, Tuhan, lindungi.
Protect our nation, Lord.
Lindungi bangsa kami, Tuhan.
Protect our nation, Lord.
Lindungi bangsa kami.
There's power in the blood of Jesus.
Kuasa dalam darah Yesus.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Mari.
Kabrahaya la mandrerere suriande. Siara la baba bakara la mand. Rila la 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 barara mahanda. Rila mamreke. Apply the blood, the blood of Jesus. Come on. Yes, Lord. We are called to pray. We are called to pray.
Kami dipanggil untuk berdoa.
We are called to pray.
Kami dipanggil untuk berdoa.
We are worshippers.
Kami para worshippers.
We are warriors.
Kami warriors.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Tuhan.
Sataya rabakata tabahanda. Siara rabakata lalamahande. Siara ramahande lelelele. Jesus who lives in me.
Yesus ada.
He's greater than the devil in this world.
Yesus di dalamku lebih besar daripada iblis yang ada di luar.
Wait a minute. Listen.
Sebentar.
See, in the Old Testament.
Di dalam perjanjian lama.
God commanded Moses.
Tuhan memerintahkan kepada Musa.
in the place called Goshen.
Di tempat disebut Goshen.
Ask every family.
Minta kepada setiap keluarga.
To offer a lamb as a sacrifice.
Untuk mempersembahkan satu anak domba sebagai kurban.
And take the blood and put it on the door.
Ambil darahnya dan bubuhkan di ambang pintu.
And when the angel of death passes.
Apabila malaikat maut lewat.
On whichever house there is this blood of this lamb.
Di setiap rumah yang ada darah anak domba itu.
The death will not come upon that house.
Maka maut tidak akan masuk ke dalam rumah tersebut.
That's the word of God.
Itulah firman Tuhan.
If that blood of that lamb, an animal.
Kalau darah daripada anak domba, binatang itu.
When animal's blood.
Darah binatang.
Symbolic of the blood of Jesus.
Melambangkan darah Yesus.
An animal's blood.
Darah binatang.
Can stop an angel of death.
Bisa memberhentikan malaikat maut.
How much more.
Apalagi.
The power in the blood of the lamb.
Ada kuasa di dalam darah
anak domba. You apply the blood on China now.
Kalau kita mengaplikasikan darah anak domba ke China sekarang.
God promised.
Tuhan berjanji.
God promised.
Tuhan berjanji.
Whenever there is a plague.
Di mana ada wabah.
Whenever there is virus.
Di mana ada virus.
If my people.
Apabila umatku.
Were called by my name.
Yang disebut atas namaku.
Will humble themselves.
Merendahkan diri.
Turn from the wicked ways.
Berbalik dari jalan-jalannya yang jahat.
And seek my face.
Dan mencari wajahku.
I will hear from heaven.
Maka aku akan mendengar dari surga.
I will heal the land.
Dan menyembuhkan tanah mereka.
You believe that God will heal our land.
Percaya bahwa Tuhan akan menyembuhkan tanah kita.
You believe that if you pray, God will heal our land.
Percaya bahwa kalau kita berdoa Tuhan akan menyembuhkan tanah kita.
Can we lift our hand and say?
Mari kita angkat tangan dan berkata.
I apply the blood of the lamb.
Aku aplikasikan darah anak domba.
Di
dalam
there is power in the blood of the lamb.
Ada kuasa di dalam darah anak domba.
Power in the blood of the lamb.
Ada kuasa dalam darah anak domba.
Power in the blood of the lamb.
Ada kuasa dalam darah anak domba.
It's not an animal blood.
Bukan darah binatang.
It's not a chicken blood.
Bukan darah ayam.
It's the blood of the lamb of God.
Darah anak domba.
Jesus.
Darah Yesus.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Ada kuasa, ada kuasa. Come on. Dalam nama Yesus, dalam nama Yesus, dalam nama clap your hands to the blood of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Just stay in the presence of God for a few minutes.
Tetap ada di hadirat Tuhan, saudara.
Every eye closed.
setiap kita tutup mata semua.
Every eye closed.
Kita tutup mata bersama.
When you sing about the blood.
Kalau kita melakukan tentang darah.
The Holy Spirit comes.
Maka Roh Kudus turun.
When you sing about the blood.
Kalau kita menyanyi tentang darah.
The Holy Spirit comes in this place.
Roh Kudus turun di tempat ini.
There's power in the blood.
Ada kuasa dalam darah.
There's power in the blood.
Ada kuasa di dalam darah.
There's protection in the blood.
Perlindungan di dalam darah.
Outside the blood, there is no protection.
Di luar darah tidak ada perlindungan.
But when you're inside the blood,
tapi apabila kita ada di
there
dalam,
there is no virus.
Tidak ada virus.
There is no sickness.
Tidak sakit penyakit.
There is no disease.
Tidak ada penyakit.
The blood of Jesus is like a fortress.
Karena darah Yesus seperti kubu pertahanan kita.
Remember those families that are suffering.
Ingat keluarga-keluarga yang sedang menderita.
Remember those families that are quarantined.
Ingat keluarga-keluarga yang sedang dikarantina.
Remember the children who are dying.
Ingat anak-anak yang sedang menuju
kematian. Your prayer can make a difference.
Doa kita yang bisa mengadakan perubahan.
Let's prove to the world.
Mari kita terus berkata tentang firman Tuhan itu.
Let's prove to the world we are not selfish people.
Mari kita membuktikan bahwa kita bukan orang-orang yang egois.
We don't come to church out of fear.
Kita datang ke gereja bukan karena ketakutan.
We come with faith.
Tetapi kami datang
we
dengan iman,
power.
Dengan kuasa.
We come with the blood of the Lamb.
Dengan darah anak domba.
We are fighters.
Kita ini para petarung.
We are risk takers.
Kita ini berani ngambil risiko.
We are not selfish people.
Kami bukan orang egois.
We will bless this nation.
Kita akan memberkati
bangsa. We are a blessing to China.
Karena kita menjadi berkat untuk China.
We are a blessing to Iran.
Kita menjadi berkat bagi Iran.
Italy.
Untuk Italia.
Every nation that is suffering.
Untuk setiap bangsa yang sedang menderita.
Heaven is looking for the church to pray.
Karena surga sedang melihat gereja meminta.
The whole world is waiting for the church to pray.
Seluruh dunia sedang menantikan gereja berdoa.
You are the David.
Kita ini adalah.
You are the Gideon.
Kita Gideon.
You are the warrior.
Kita ini warrior.
Your prayers are powerful.
Dan doa-doa kita itu powerful.
Your praise is powerful.
Pujian kita
your
powerful.
Worship is powerful.
Worship kita powerful.
Do you hear God speaking to you?
Apa Anda mendengar Tuhan berbicara kepada kita?
Do you hear the voice of the enemy or do you hear the voice of God?
Apakah yang Anda dengar suara musuh atau suara Tuhan?
Do you fear the voice of the enemy or do you fear the voice of God?
Apakah Anda takut terhadap suara musuh atau Anda takut terhadap suara Tuhan?
You are not going to fear the enemy.
Kita tidak akan takut kepada musuh.
Today.
Hari ini.
In the name of Jesus.
Di dalam nama Yesus.
You're going to put the fear under your feet.
Kita taruhkan takut itu di
you're
bawah kaki kita.
Panic under your feet.
Panik kita taruh di bawah kaki
you're
kita.
You're going to put the fear under your feet in the name of Jesus.
Takutan itu kita taruh di bawah kaki kita dalam nama Yesus.
Handala makila mahande sikiriande nenene. Come here, sister. I want this sister to pray. I want you to pray. Pray a prayer of faith. Come on. Pray a prayer of faith in Bahasa. Go ahead. Pray for the children. Pray for the children. Yes. Shikarabahanda. Let's agree with her. Let's agree with her.
Kita sepakat.
Biarlah belas kasihanmu, Bapa.
Shikarabahanda.
Kau yang mau sembuhkan mereka yang sakit, Tuhan. Kau yang mau berikan kekuatan, roh ketakutan hati, Tuhan, di dalam nama Yesus.